avoiding conflict when it comes to families. I'm not sure that that's ever truly, I'm not even sure that that's completely, in my own mind, just me, desirable. Sometimes, you know, conflict, if it doesn't blow up, can be a good thing. You can air things out. Families do this. My family has done this since the very first memories I have. There have been moments of extreme clarity. And then there's times when it goes over the top, hopefully not too often. But family members, you know, who outright hate other family members, I've never seen that. It's been a different kind of love that goes on with the family. But hatred, and in when it comes into your work as well, your interactions with others, hate, just outright hate. That can't be a good thing, can it? Let's visit this morning with our good friend, Regional Psychological Services. Dr. John Braccio is here. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And that, no, hate does not work. I mean, hate actually is far more destructive to the person who hates than the person that they do hate.
I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard that before. It's not good.
And I find that to be very, very true. People that have that feeling inside them, it's just a very, very destructive kind of a feeling. So I think what we all have to work on is being positive, staying away from people that are really destructive to us, and really trying also to see the world, you know, from another person's particular outlook. Because a lot of times, hatred can be that we feel vulnerable, we feel people take advantage of us, we can feel that people are deceitful, you know, we can feel that people are better than we are. You know, we can get jealousy, the old green-eyed monster. And just in general, it's a very horrible thing, and I see it a lot, Dave. I'm sure you do, too, even though we might not put that word on it, but people that just are so angry and so hateful towards someone else, and it's really something we really have to pick up on in terms of not having it. And I kind of like a quote by Martin Luther King Jr., who said, hate is too great a burden, you know, to bear. So I think that that is true. Graham Greene, the writer, hate is a lack of imagination. Booker T. Washington, I will permit no man to narrow and degrade my soul by making me hate him. And these, I think, are always good thoughts. I think good. Whenever we get good quotations, good ways of looking at life, good just thoughts to kick the hate out, but really so much of people's lives is really destroyed by hate. Now, you talked about families. I think most families can deal with disagreement, but there are families that really get to hate each other. They don't talk to each other for years at a time. It's often over money, often over inheritance, or just looking at the world differently. So my view is we want to cognitively restructure, meaning rethink thoughts in our mind, find positive outlooks, try to find the good in people, and realize when we're judging others, we're really judging ourselves, and just try to move on and have a happy life. We don't want to end up, you know, in terms of being a misanthropist, someone who really hates all people, just does have a general hatred, distrust of the whole human species. And every now and then you do run into someone of that type, and that's a very unhappy, unhealthy, emotionally destructive way to live us. I think we want to try to be positive, and I'll put you in that category. I see you always trying to find the good, the positive in life, and I think that's it's a good way to lead a life. Otherwise, oh my, it can be a very, very self-destructive life.
It's sort of like the pursuit of happiness. You're guaranteed the pursuit, but not necessarily the achievement. I try to be positive. I don't always get there, but it's the attempt that you have to make, and that's part of the process. I love what you said, though, about the burden with Martin Luther King's quote. I mean, I always say it's you know, it's exhausting being angry all the time.
It is, and
that's actually, I think, physically true. If your anger burns enough, you've got to douse it somehow and not pile on more anger. When you visit with patients, I mean, how often do you see, you know, someone who comes in and says, so-and-so is this, so-and-so's done that, they're ruining my life. Well, they don't have much, you know, concept for their life. It's actually that person who is doubling down all the time and ruining their own life. Are you able to deal with that as a patient-doctor relationship in a positive way?
Well, yes, I hear that a lot more than you might think. It can be a spouse, it can be a coworker, it can even be a neighbor, where people will get restraining orders again one against the other. I think what we have to do again is put everything in perspective. you know, just even the statement, what was your great-great-grandfather worried about 100 years ago today? And someone says, well, I have no idea. And I say, well, that may give you a little idea that what you're worried about today is as important as that was.
Very good. Yeah.
That many years. Well, there's no point in it.
I also have another
idea, just staying away as much as you can, staying out of conversations. If you know you're going to have a political or a religious or some type of argument with somebody, just don't have the discussion. Don't enter into it. Because a lot of people, they replay the argument over and over again. And I make the point, there's just no point in doing that. And then in relationships, people start counting each mistake the other person's made or perceived mistake. And then when they get together, it's like a war. They each throw bombs at the other. So you just want to work on tolerance. You want to work on restructuring thoughts. You want to try to give the other person the benefit of the doubt. And if you do get away from somebody, you can do it in a way that you're really not trying to be destructive to you, the other person, just kind of getting some distance. I think that's that's just a good thing to do. And then, you know, even Gandhi, you know, hating the sin, love the sinner, you know, we can put that, even if someone has hurt you or taken advantage of you sometime, just try to let the point go and try to see the good in others. Because another
you just hit on where I wanted to go with this, in terms of being able to forgive somebody else and not hold it in and use it as a way to help yourself move on.
Yeah.
It's easier said than done, though, isn't it?
Well, it really is, because it's very easy for us to say we want to forgive, we want to let things go, but it is true. It's a very positive thing to do. And another point, if we determine that we're going to hate easily and find fault easily, we'll end up with no friends. We'll end up with nobody. Yeah. I think we have to realize people are not perfect. People have flaws.
Right.
And if we can overlook things, then we'll have far more friends, far more happiness, and far less hate and just bitter feelings.
Because when you don't often hear people, you know, I went to them, I heard their last words, they were listing the people, you know, they hated. It's probably not the way you want to even check out of this world. It doesn't sound like a desirable thing. And yet, you know, we all have things we ball up like a knot inside, and getting rid of that and letting it go, like I said, easier said than done. But the attempt is noble. And that's what you have to at least give it a try, right?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I do like your last comment. It's true. People on their dying bed don't say, you know, I didn't hate enough people. I didn't hate
exactly.
Enough. Well, I mean, that's just not one of the last. It's the statements like, I didn't love enough. I didn't enjoy the people that I really did enjoy. I didn't do enough of the things that made the world better. I mean, these are things that people are thinking about. They're not thinking about, you know, I didn't work enough days, or I didn't hate enough people.
I'm laughing. It's not funny, but, you know, it sounds preposterous. So,
so why not live a life the positive way, rather than at the very end of your life saying what you ought to have done when you had all the opportunities?
Dr. John Braccio, the website where you can find the podcast, of course, Dr. John B, B as in boy, drjohnb.com, B as in Braccio, make more accurate there. Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Yeah, like I started it with the recruit thing. You know, you lose some, you win some, the Spartans will bounce back. I know that's your positive mantra for the day.
We are not in heaven yet, so every now and then we get a little setback. But overall, great recruiting class.
Yeah.
It's going to be a
tremendous.
Lot of fun next year,
it is.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yep, and that's what we have down the road. Dr. John B., always good to talk to you, my friend. We'll visit with you next week.
Very good. Bye-bye.
More ahead. Morning Wake Up, 1320 WILS.